This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Arms negotiations between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing. That's according to U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Tuesday. And he warned leader Kim Jong-un that his country would pay a price for supplying Russia with weapons to use in Ukraine.
Providing weapons to Russia for use on the battlefield to attack grain silos and the heating infrastructure of major cities as we head into winter, to try to conquer territory that belongs to another sovereign nation, this is not going to reflect well on North Korea, and they will pay a price for this.
The Kremlin said earlier Tuesday it had nothing to say about statements by U.S. officials that Kim planned to travel to Russia this month to meet President Vladimir Putin and discuss weapons supplies to Moscow. Cuba's foreign ministry reports it has uncovered a human trafficking ring that coerced its citizens to fight for Russia in the war in Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer.
The Cuban foreign ministry statement said the trafficking ring was operating both within the Caribbean island nation, thousands of miles from Moscow, and in Russia, coercing Cubans living there. It offered few other details except to say that Cuban authorities were working to neutralize and dismantle the network. Russia's defense ministry did not offer a comment on the report. The Reuters News Service reports in late May, a Russian newspaper in Ryazan City reported several Cuban citizens had signed contracts with Russia's armed forces and had been shipped to Ukraine in return for Russian citizenship. It was not immediately clear if the Cuban foreign ministry statement was associated with the newspaper report. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Prosecutors in Japan indicated a 24-year-old man has been indicted on attempted murder and other charges in the explosive attack on Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in April. Kishida was campaigning for elections in western Japan when a man threw a homemade pipe bomb at him. This is VOA News. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Terrio has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for a seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors describing him as a ringleader of a plot to use violence to overturn Joe Biden's election victory over then-President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Before receiving his sentence, the former Proud Boys leader maintained he was not proud of the storming of the U.S. Capitol, calling what transpired January 6th a national embarrassment. Terrio pleaded for leniency, apologizing to the police officers who defended the Capitol and the lawmakers who fled in fear, and maintaining he is not a political zealot. But U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly said Terrio was motivated by revolutionary zeal to lead a conspiracy that resulted in 200 men amped up for battle encircling the Capitol. He also noted Terrio had not previously shown any public remorse for his crimes, concluding a stiff punishment was necessary to deter future political violence. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Priests from poor districts in Buenos Aires are defending Pope Francis after radical right-wing presidential candidate Javier Milei denounced the native Argentinian as an imbecile and representative of evil.
The outsider libertarian economist is leading in the polls ahead of an October general election with brash campaign criticism of his political rivals. And Milei has hurled a series of attacks against the Pope, calling him an imbecile who defends social justice, a son of a bitch preaching communism, and the representative of the evil one on earth. The priests on Tuesday repudiated those insults. Some faithful held up photos of the Pope in a show of support, and the priest stood in front of a banner reading Mass to Atone for Insults to Pope Francis. Another priest noted Millet's long-running insults have gained more notoriety as his popularity grows.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. Saudi Arabia and Russia have agreed to extend their voluntary oil production cuts through the end of the year. The dual announcements from Riyadh and Moscow Tuesday said the two countries would trim 1.3 million barrels of crude oil out of the global market. Their move pushed benchmark Brent crude above $90 a barrel in afternoon trading, a price unseen in the market since November. It could increase costs for motorists at gas stations and put new pressure on Saudi Arabia's relationship with the United States. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.